bittersweet day. You get to open this facility, but then also passing.
Just being in the NFC North for as long as I have been, when I was with the Detroit Lions and the Chicago Bears, and always admired and respected not only him as a person, but the quality coach he was and the type of Minnesota Vikings teams that he got, and that's why he was so successful. So it's a great loss. It was a sudden news before we started here today. But I always had the utmost respect for him, not only as a coach and what he did on the field, but what he stood for off the field.
What are your thoughts as you see this finished facility?
It's very exciting. I know to be up there and to see this all come together, and all the hard work and effort that all our business side and all the partners put together to put this together. Every year you get excited to go down to training camp, get ready for a new season, but to sit here today and see this building open up, it just puts that much more excitement getting ready to go down to Mankato next week and staying focused on what we have to do to get ready for the season and to open up this new building.
Still a couple with the two exhibition games here. There are a couple of questions that you have about how the building's going to play in the sun angle.
Yeah, I think it'll be a little bit of a feel as we go through this, you know, on doors open, doors closed. We'll follow the NFL policy on open and closed air stadiums. We'll have to follow that. I think we will have to make those determinations 90 minutes before the game. As we were sitting here, I was sitting there talking to Coach Zim as the events were going on today, and we were looking at the sun coming down on the field, and it was like, okay, this is what's going to look like when kickoff happens. Now, I know the sun changes a little bit later on in the year, but it gives you an idea of how the sun's going to set on the field, and it truly feels like you're outdoors. But to have that first preseason game at noon will give our team and us an indication of what's going to be like to play an afternoon game here, and then that last game will be in the evening. And so we'll get a pretty good sense of what it's going to be like for night games and just the lighting. We'll have to talk about as we get ready on opening and closing the doors, when those decisions will be made. I know we've already done some studies on wind coming through there with the doors open, trying to get gauges, up there on the doors, but also on the goalpost. I think you mentioned today about this may be the only indoor stadium that actually has flags on the goalpost. So our young kickers Blair Walsh and Jeff Locke have been down here already during our OTAs to get a feel for it. We've had the doors open when they've been down here. So I think there'll be a lot of things that we'll have to learn and adjust as we go into this first year in this brand new facility.
Hey, Rick, when they kicked in here, did they notice much of a difference? Did they tell if the doors were open, if there was much of a effect?
They were in awe of the stadium, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's everybody's like looking. No, I think you can talk to them when we open up training camp next week, but just from some of the wind that was coming in at the time, I don't think it had a major impact on the field itself. And we're down in a bowl, so just trying to get the wind circulation from when the doors are open, and does it have an effect down here, in the bowl or on the playing field.
What did Jenny do for the Vikings? What level did he bring
them? I just remember playing against them all those years, and you knew you were going to get a quality football team, very, very high potent offense, a team that played with a lot of passion and a lot of heart, and I think his teams reflected a lot of what he represented.
One of his big things was taking loss in 21, and you've been a drafter to know how you're evaluating players as they slide down the board. What do you think? What kind of guts or what kind of decision do you think that was?
I think everybody, regardless, weighs on their decision process as you go and get prepared for the draft. And he ended up being an incredible steal, Hall of Fame receiver. Denny Green did a great job with the players, and I know he did have some issues coming out. But Denny Green was able to handle, a lot of those issues with some of the players that were brought in here. And get them to play to their utmost ability.
Have you been in the Upper Deck any Elks game yet?
No, I was kind of waiting for the first preseason game from my booth up there. But, no, it's like, you know, I came down here once during the season, and then about a month ago came through and kind of went through a punch list on things that needed to get adjusted a little bit just for our purposes. But to walk the stadium, even to sit in the upper decks, the sight lines, there's not a bad seat in this house. And, you know, the fans are going to have an incredible experience in this building. And I know we're going to do everything we can, starting when we report next Thursday, to put the best product on the field we can potentially put on here to give the state of Minnesota, all our Viking fans across the country, not only a state-of-the-art stadium, but a state-of-the-art football team. Yeah, although we were kidding around, you know, Coach Zimmer, when he came in and, you know, thanking the University of Minnesota for hosting us for 2 years down there. But Coach Zimmer has a mentality, wherever we play, we're going to have to play our best football, whether it's at TCF, and TCF became a home field advantage for us. And I think under Coach Zimmer, we had the best record in the NFL of a team playing in a temporary stadium and got to the playoffs and won a division. So to finally get into a place that we know we're going to call home and be our home for a long time, I know that from a football side, we're very excited. But we also have to come in here and make it a home field advantage here. And I know, have no doubt in my mind that Coach Zimmer is going to make sure our team has that mentality that they're going to come in here and make this home field advantage. Good.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.